Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Reminds me too much of the Cajun seasoning that you pour in the...
It's so good. So roommate won't touch them, but we were talking, Rocky. I know that you would love this. The jalapeno margaritas at Taco Mama.
Oh.
And it's got diced up fresh jalapeno in it. But on the rim, you can choose from regular salt or spicy salt. And Dunaway's soft, and he said he won't do the spicy salt.
Have you even tried it?
I don't like the spicy salt around the rim because it reminds me of the Cajun seasoning.
Oh, I love Cajun seasoning.
That you pour
you
into the
beer, shrimp boil.
Really? You want a cold beer?
No, I misunderstood.
Okay, okay. Would you rather have a Stella or a Bud Light?
Stella.
Okay.
LT's going to do it.
I'm a quality guy.
Andy Kennedy in studio with us. We're going to talk to him after Brownie tells us about our friends at Wayne's as we get into the Bud Light Hour here on the next round.
I've got something awkward to say about Andy as well. It may feel like...
Join the club.
I know. Who does that, right? You want that barefoot good summer lawn? Let Wayne's create your happy place. Call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES and the number one to get on that EnviroLawn agreement that we all use here on the show. Use code TNR. The first month is free, and Wayne's can create that happy place. 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. We tweeted that Coach was coming on the show earlier today, and Peter Burns, our mutual friend, said, "Tell Andy I miss his musk." Oh, I thought it was going to be an inside joke.
Andy, does that mean?
Why?
I love Peter Burns, but I'm not real sure what that
means. That's what was said on the Anchorman. I miss your musk.
I miss your musk.
Oh, okay.
I miss your musk.
Say, miss your what?
Musk.
M-U-S-K.
What does musk mean?
Your smell.
Smell. Yeah.
Your manly smell.
That's still strange. Like, when you guys read that, you felt like... Oh, that explains it. That does not explain it to me, though.
It does not.
I don't know what Burns... Maybe Burns is just trying to be funny.
Right? I mean, for me, my dad, when I was growing up, my dad wore a aqua velva scent that I think was called musk.
Of course.
Yeah. But he had to beat the ladies off of him when
with a stick. But but I think Peter was...
It's not a great name, huh? Musk.
Yeah.
It's not.
I can't believe
better
they made...
Better for a guy than a girl, though.
I would say so, for sure. I love Peter Burns. I was there with 2 years doing some studio work with Peter. Peter's fantastic. Great energy. Could be talking about something from like 3 weeks ago as we're overseeing a game and realizes he's talking about something that's not actually happening in this game. Doesn't miss a beat.
talent.
Doesn't miss a beat. Just kind of, that's a true professional.
Just keeps rolling on. Hey, before we get to all the fun stuff, you got big news officially back yesterday with Jelly coming back for another year. You've hit the portal well. You've rebuilt this roster. You've kept some really good parts from a great year last year. What does getting this guy back mean to the piece of the puzzle that you're putting together there?
Well, he's the reigning conference player of the year. Only the second player in the 44-year storied UAB basketball history to be player of the year in the regular season, conference tournament MVP. You know who the first was? I thought for sure it was Steve Mitchell, but it's not. Oliver Robinson.
It was Oliver Robinson.
Yeah. Makes sense. On the Elite Eight team, yep. I think in 81-82. So, that's a long time ago. And for Jelly to be able to do that and sustain a level of consistency throughout, led the league in scoring, led the league in assists, shot over 40, led the league in three-pointers made over 40% of those, I think was third in the league in free throw percentage. I say all that to say his contributions were certainly very, very valuable. We encouraged him to go through this process. A lot of people were like, what's he doing? Why would he do that? Because it's really no downside. It's the only opportunity that you get to get real intel from professional personnel. And it'll be something they're not recruiting him. They don't really care if it hurts his feelings. they tell you the truth. And so he was able to get real intel now that he can work on moving forward to try to enhance his chances in the 23 draft. When he'll be eligible for it. So terrific to get him back. We got him, we got KJ Buffin, we got Trey Jemison, we got Taven Love, and four of our top six guys back. Obviously, we lose Mike and Quan Jackson, Mike Earle, two guys that will always be very, very special to me and in their play in helping us transition this program forward. We signed 6-5 out of the portal. Excited about those guys. I think the pieces fit. At least they do as I'm sitting here with you guys in May drinking a beer. It sounds great to me. We'll see how it works out in November, December. But I think our pieces fit, and I'm really excited to get this group together in June and start to work.
You know, all these athletes want their own brand, but only a certain amount can have their own brand. Jelly's got his brand. I mean, Barstool was behind this guy. He is the perfect fit for NIL. I'm sure he's capitalizing on this. I don't know how much you know about it. I don't know how much you guys can help with that. But he's perfect for it.
No, he does have his own brand. Number one, he's a dynamic player. Number two, Jelly in and of itself, I mean, is intriguing, correct?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
If it was Jim Jelly Dunaway, I think, I mean, viewership would probably go up.
No, but like,
there was
Welch's,
a time I had that name in Alabaster,
I mean,
by the way.
Welch's and Bama Jelly. I mean, all these jellies, they should flock to him.
You would think, I don't know how that's going. The NIL is crazy. Now, we're certainly involved. There's a compliance aspect, but I can't be out there procuring deals for him. But Jelly and I have a great relationship, man. He brings a lot of stuff to me. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Hooters National, Barstool. There's a lot of national people that have inquired about him being a part of their brand. This is really a perfect time for him. And I've made no bones about it on this show multiple times. I'm a big proponent of NIL. I think there needs to be some guardrails, so that we all understand what you can and can't do. Because right now I feel like we're flying blind somewhat. And people are going to certainly take advantage of the gray areas. And that's not going to change regardless of what the rules state. People are always going to live in the gray. As coaches, we're just trying to figure out what we can and can't do in trying to help our players.
This may be hard. Coach Andy Kennedy is in studio with us. This may be hard to kind of put into words, but
I
now
Rockstar still came over and got a little bit of my musk.
Yeah, Rockstar just wanted to
He was like, man, all this talk about the musk, I want to hop in on this.
I got to find out what's
So you're a good smelling man. I'll give you credit.
I got a face for radio, so I got to accentuate the positive.
There you go. Everyone had Dunaway with the first awkward comment. No. It ends up being this guy.
Well, Peter Burns technically was first. He was playing off Burnsy. Recruiting after you've made the tournament, how different is that once they've seen you in the tournament?
Well, it helps our profile. Yeah. Ultimately, we're just trying to expand our profile with the run that we were able to have. And everybody gets intrigued about championship week, March Madness. So all eyes on you. To be able to cut down the nets and really, more importantly than the finals game against Louisiana Tech, in which we led for 38 of the 40 minutes. Now, there was a little bit of drama somewhat in the second half, but we led that game pretty much throughout. The game that really kind of put Jelly on the radar and put UAB on the radar as it related to a national audience, like, man, this is a fun team to watch, was the semifinal game, the 3-overtime game against Middle Tennessee State.
It was phenomenal.
It was one of the most incredible games I've ever seen. Twitter is hilarious. I don't take it that seriously, obviously, but I do get a kick out of some of the comments that are made in a snide way, as long as they're not directed towards me, of course. one of them was some dude tweeted on there, I think in regular regulation, it was 65-61, somewhere in there, way under. Yeah. So I've heard.
Right. As you're told,
line.
Yes.
And so the dude was like, man, I was in the money, and the game ended up 102-98. So in regulation, it was 65-61.
That's why you never bet unders, man.
That's that game where you guys, and I don't know anything about basketball, you know that from coming on the show, but you go to that trap in the third overtime. And it was like Middle Tennessee had never seen a trap before.
Well, you know, it was a 1-3-1. We adjusted it because Trey Jemison, our only size presence at the basket, fouled out on the most bananas call ever. I won't call out the official.
It was who
missed the call. I checked with like 15 other guys. Yeah, he missed it. That fouled Trey out. Trey did not play 1 second of the overtimes. Yep. And then K.J. Buffin, our second biggest presence, fouls out midway through the second overtime. The thing that I remember, and again, I didn't even rewatch the game. Usually game's over, you rewatch the game, you self-evaluate, then you move on to the next opponent. But in a tournament setting, you know, we were playing for the championship the next day, so we immediately that night turned our attention to Louisiana Tech, who we were going to play 24 hours later for the championship. So I didn't even watch the tape until a few weeks after, and it was amazing to me the swings where it looked like no way Middle's going to win.
That's right.
No way UAB is going to win. I mean, they were such peaks and valleys. We were down six without the ball with 35 seconds to play in the second overtime.
Wow.
Wow.
No, so, I know. It was crazy.
All of those things, I think, kind of created this storyline that was intriguing to people.
Yeah.
Most especially, everybody loves the Cinderella story in March. And we kind of, you know, had a taste of that. Unfortunately, then we get into the selection Sunday. And I had two things that I was really hoping for, because Trey, you know, we didn't even say this publicly. I don't know if I've ever said it publicly, but Trey had a tear of his MCL in the Louisiana Tech championship game. You know, you see Chris Middleton, and I don't want to compare MCL tears. They're all sprains, you know, grade one, grade two, grade three. But he had a grade two. It was pretty significant. And you can brace it. You don't do surgery like an ACL. You can brace it, and it's about pain tolerance and mobility, and you can try to play. Well, Trey obviously wanted to play in the NCAA tournament, but he was certainly less than 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was hoping – I knew that going into Selection Sunday. Like, this thing, you know, we don't even know if he's going to be able to play. I was praying for Friday – you know, because we had just played three hard games in 3 days. Selection Sunday is obviously on a Sunday. You could play Thursday in the afternoon, or you could play Friday night. So we did get the Friday night. I was wanting a locale closer so our Blazer fans would have an easier travel opportunity than Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but that didn't happen. But then I was hoping for a West Coast opponent. I did not want to see Houston pop up on the screen. and I honestly was surprised, because I thought they would be in the 3-4 range.
Right.
They should have been. Yeah. In hindsight,
yeah, that was a top five.
Good team,
it's
man.
A top five. And style of play, man. Basketball is the ultimate matchup game, and you don't want somebody that does what you do, and you certainly don't want somebody that does what you do better than you.
Yeah.
You know, they're just better at it than we are. So I was a little concerned going into the game, but hoping that we could knock down shots and that they would miss a few, and unfortunately the reversal was what transpired.
And as I watched the season last year, I thought Houston was one of the better rebounding teams.
The best offensive rebounding team in the country.
At both ends of the floor, but especially offensively, so that makes it tough. Andy Kennedy in studio with us. More with him. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at GutterCap. Protect that big investment, your home. I'll talk to Andy about a new build they have on the south side for his basketball program after you tell us about GutterCap.
Yeah, cap it, don't snap it. GutterCap's a patented aluminum cover system, fits over most existing gutters. It will keep the debris out, eliminate gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. Write the number down. Call my good friend Chris Stewart today, 205-823-2212. Stay off dangerous ladders forever. You don't want to get on the roof. You slip, you fall, you snap the neck and die. You're no good to the wife or kids. Right now, 45% off the retail price. GutterCapBirmingham.com or 823-2212.
You came and visited us at our other place.
This thing is really checking a lot of boxes for me. I need gutters.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
You got beer, and
you need gutters.
Here's what's crazy. I get a beer. I need some gutters. I as a basketball coach, people don't understand. It's a great way to make a living. You know, every day I'm challenged and nothing is the same, and it's awesome. However, a lot of the things around the house get neglected for about 6 months out of the year. Well, now the month of May is the best month to be a basketball coach, because you don't have any games. Really, if you've done what we've done, your roster's somewhat set. You've got guys graduated and eligible. You've got the newcomers. You know, everything is kind of cool right now. You know, you can kind of slip away here and there. But you also have a lot of stuff you got to catch up on around your house. Gutters, for me, is at the top of the list.
We got you hooked up. So I will give you the digits before you leave today.
Fantastic.
Wait till he hears our next one.
Yeah, wait till you hear about Dr. B in just a second. I'll let you think about what that is.
Yeah, well, I am thinking about it.
Okay, just to lay of the land, we don't take a lot of calls. We take chat room comments over here. That's the chat room that's live there with all of our video platforms. You see the TVs and stuff, the kegs. We'll give you the tour of the rest of the place. But you just had a building down on the south side where you got a practice facility, basketball only for men's and women's. And, you know, we talk all the time. Stadiums and arenas are fine, but the student athlete doesn't spend all the time in the stadiums or the basketball arena. They spend a lot of time in practice facilities and locker rooms. How big was that for your program?
It's huge. You guys know. I mean, this is a beautiful facility, and this is where you do your work day in and day out. It needs to be efficient. It needs to be where you can maximize time and opportunity, and that's what a practice facility does for us. People forget, Bartow Arena is a very serviceable arena. We need to make some transformational change to it, and there's major talks underway as we speak to renovate it and create more amenities for our fans to make it more fan-friendly to watch a game. But the practice facility for us, it allows us to do our jobs more efficiently. Bartow Arena houses men's basketball, women's basketball, and our volleyball team. So literally throughout the course of the year, you got three sports in season. You're pinched for time. Our kids also are student athletes. We've got freshmen to post-grads, so their schedules are different based on the curriculum. So it was sometimes difficult to figure out a time that worked for all of our guys that didn't conflict with their academic goals. This eliminates all of that. It allows us to have 24/7 access. It really allows us a space where our guys can get in and work. And fortunately for us, one of the main criteria that we look for is guys that like basketball. I understand sometimes I'm going to have to chase you to English class, you know,
right.
or history. I get all that. Oh, I don't like school, coach. Well, who does? Sign up. I mean, come on, man. Get in line. None of us like school.
That's
like
right.
School. Are you kidding me? Unless you're a tenured professor, and then school's pretty good for you. But everybody else is not real happy about school. But do you like ball? Or do you want to work on your game? Well, now we have an opportunity, number one, from a recruiting aspect to show, hey, man, UAB is serious about this. We've spent this money. This is nice. And number two, it gives you an opportunity to get in and get better.
Yeah, so if I want to go shoot on my own, away from organized practice, I can go do my key card, and yep. I can go shoot at 10 o'clock at night if I want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Andy Kennedy's with us as we roll on here. Dr. B is the guy LT's going to tell us about. We'll take a quick break when we come back. More with Andy Kennedy. In fact, Andy... LT's got a list for you of off the
And I've got a hypothetical list. Question for you, too. Oh, we can't ask those to Nick Saban, so we'll ask them to
he
you.
He does not like Rockstar's hypothetical questions.
I said yesterday I wasn't going to wear a hat.
You did you say did you were say not going
to
wear a hat.
I forgot we were going out to the tournament, though. I remember the sun, how bad it was on Wednesday, so I wore it. Anyway, with age, for most comes a little hair loss. I asked around. Everyone said Dr. Beckenstein is the guy you need to call. Set up that consultation with Dr. B and his team. They perform genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It is cutting edge. Dr. B, the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on their genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is a game changer. After I got my results, me and Dr. B had a virtual meeting to go over my options. We chose the non-invasive laser treatment, which I did from the couch last night. It will help increase the thickness and health of my hair. Excited to see those results in the next few months. Dr. Beckenstein takes pride in treating each patient personally, applying expertise to produce quality results. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience in his advanced training to help patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. Beckenstein today, 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316, and tell him the next round sent you.
B. Rich, who's up in Huntsville watching the show today, wants to know, Butta Johnson, what's he bringing to the table for you?
Another terrific name, first and foremost.
Yes.
Number two,
we got a butt on a jelly.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. A perfect. Yeah. Kids are going to be a great player, I think. We don't recruit a lot of high school players anymore, just based on the dynamics of our job and our situation and what we feel is best for our program. Butta was the only guy that we even offered in the high school class. He was somebody that we zeroed in on early. He's a combo guard. He's got size. He's got athleticism. Comes from a storied program at Grissom High for the great Jack Doss, who's been around forever.
Sleeves rolled up and all angry looking.
Yeah, still very angry looking. Yeah. And so we're really excited about him. We think he's got a tremendous future and can't wait to get him on campus soon.
Yeah, back in the Sun Belt days when UAB started basketball, Coach Bartow, they had to go against Peanut Butter and Jelly,
right.
The guards from South Alabama.
That was during my time, ironically
Jeff
enough.
Hodge and...
Junie Lewis.
Yep.
Jeff Hodge is a Birmingham guy. Junie Lewis actually made the Utah Jazz roster. Got into a altercation with John Stockton, mistake, and was then released.
We know he didn't pull his shorts down because they were too tight back then. AK stays with us, got a list from LT coming up. We've got a T-shirt for you that's the green and gold next round state one that I promised you years ago.
Fantastic.
You had one ready for me, but I like that one better.
Yeah, I've got one of these too, guys.
Yeah, we want the CUSA championship trophy on there. AK stays with us for another segment in studio right here on the Next Round.
Call the Next Round now at 205-734-0923.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at HydroLive. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service. HydroLive's got three locations, Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe, homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemphill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemphill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemphill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemphill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205.
5229-2090. When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You can join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club. Summer is here, and that means it's moving season. Whether you are looking for the perfect home or you need to sell yours, Holly Mack Wilson can do it all. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, and let her work for you. Holly Mack Wilson, your dream home expert, 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor you can always depend on.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Another segment with Andy Kennedy in studio, our longtime friend, and back when I had hair, I covered Andy down on the south side, and glad that he still talks to me all these years later. Rockstar in the Lounge, as we do every Friday with our Bud Light beers, coming up in the next segment as well. Rockstar will sing us into the weekend. Part of the show right here being brought to you by Rockstar's guy. It's Adam Mestre.
It's Adam Mestre. Did you know Adam is a third-generation realtor? He was born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or looking for your forever home, you know, Adam can help. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
All right, that's all the series. Stuff with Andy. It's time for your list.
Yeah, can I do a hypothetical first?
Yeah, yeah, he does not mind answering.
So I know that you love the nucleus you've got coming back. You referenced Chris Middleton, Bucks guard earlier. So you watch NBA, obviously. If I could give you one NBA player you can take any to add to your roster next year, do you think you could win the national championship? And who would it be?
Yes, Giannis.
He'd be a tough guard.
No, I mean, I heard him combine. He's Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, and Shaq all together.
I would take any one of the top three, and all three of which are foreigners, which I think should be a little concerning for the mindset of American basketball. The three best players in the league, in my opinion, are Giannis 1, Joker 2,
yep.
Luka 3. I think if you were starting a franchise right now, those guys would go 1, 2, and 3 in that order. And they're all foreigners. How about that?
And they're all skilled and they're all big. Luka's a big point.
Exactly. I love the NBA. I don't really watch it as much during the regular season because I'm so inundated with college basketball and with scouting and preparing your team. I still watch the SEC. I still watch my friends, but I don't really get into the NBA until our season is done and then they're gearing up for the playoffs, and I love it at this time of the year.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yes, with Giannis, even I could not mess that up. Blazers to the national championship.
I mean, he won a championship with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, Atari or Intellivision growing up?
Atari, of course. Intellivision, I don't even know what that is. We didn't have that in Louisville, Mississippi. You know, we didn't even really have fiber cable till the mid-'80s.
Yeah, we were Atari 2600, and Intellivision was kind of the uppity kids.
Oh, yeah. 2600. What was Atari?
I never even heard of it.
Yeah. The 2600 was the original joystick.
Yeah. And the paddles? Do you have the paddles too?
I don't know if they had the paddles or not.
You played Pong?
Maybe for Pong.
Yeah, remember Pong?
It was pretty easy. I remember the whole baseball. I grew up, baseball is the first sport you're really exposed to in small town Mississippi, Little League, yeah. Dizzy Dean.
Right.
And so I was big into baseball when I was young, and the whole baseball Atari game was the bomb.
Yeah.
You'd spend hours doing that. Had like one pitch.
Okay, so the next couple of questions pertain to your overseas career.
Okay.
Better coast, Greece or Spain?
Spain.
Really?
I lived in Valencia, which is just below Barcelona, right on the Mediterranean. Unbelievable. And it's the best basketball league I played in. I played in the ACB. They really care. It's like good college basketball. They care about it over there. This was, again, you got to understand, this was in the early 90s. So I had a Yugoslavian coach. Didn't speak English. He was into two-a-days, carrying bricks up hills. Things, things that I'm not sure the jelly would be into if I tried to implement tomorrow.
Did you ever take a boat to Ibiza?
Yeah, no, I did not. But I have been on the Greek Isles.
Okay,
because I was in Greece, but I was downtown. It was right after the Persian Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for an American to hail a cab. Let's just say that.
Ooh,
they were not happy with us in the early 90s.
Okay, better looking women, the Netherlands or Puerto Rico?
Oh, come on, bro. Puerto Rico.
Oh, bro.
Unless you're into wood shoes.
Dunaway's got this weird foot thing.
But not if you've been walking around and getting
wood
splinters.
Shoes, yeah.
Okay, Gladiator or Braveheart, better movie?
Ooh, tough one. Gladiator by a hair.
I agree with you. I think it
by
is really
hair.
Tough.
Yeah.
Okay, tougher coach to play for, Jim Valvano or Gene Bartow? And by tough, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what? I obviously had a better experience with Coach Bartow. Neither one of them were super tough. I didn't play as much for Jimmy V. Think about how stupid I was. And trust me, I get it back tenfold every year. I came in thinking, okay, I was the Mississippi Player of the Year. High school All-American, play on an ACC tournament championship team, and I was playing behind a guy named Vinny Del Negro. I was a freshman. He was a senior.
Worst haircut.
And I was like, man, I'm better than him. He played 12 years in the NBA.
Worst haircut in basketball, though. He had the straight-up butt cut.
No, he had the big flock. Remember he had the part down the middle and the flows?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
The butt cut.
Yeah.
And a little bit of
a mullet. Corciani had the mullet, too.
Yep.
Yeah. If we're going into Corciani
Monroe came the year after Gugliotta. They came the year after.
Was
what do you think? I still see Gugliotta running around Atlanta.
What do you think of Ray Romano playing Jimmy V in the movie coming up.
I think it's a great call. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I hope it's not a hatchet job. And I think the Valvanos are involved in the production. So hopefully it's not like Winning Time. You know, do you watch the HBO series?
I do.
And it's entertaining. And I'm sure that's the whole thing.
Yes.
But Jerry West is not very entertaining.
There's Del Negro right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Del Negro looks more like Adrian Brody than Adrian Brody looks like Pat Riley.
He's got a little of Chris Collinsworth's kid in him, too.
Yeah. Jack
Collinsworth. Yeah.
Okay, bigger personality, Marshall Henderson or Bob Huggins?
Oh, Marshall Henderson for sure. Huggs has got a personality, but he doesn't seek it. Marshall is seeking it at every opportunity. The whole jelly phenomenon this year, I was prepared for that somewhat because of the Marshall mania. What Marshall Henderson, he was really, pardon the pun in the booth, but he was literally a rock star when Marshall was going through his incredible run.
Is he playing overseas right now?
He's finished playing. He's actually coaching.
Yeah, he's at Ole Miss, right?
No, he's a junior college assistant. He was. He came back as a grad assistant. And now he's pursuing his coaching endeavors.
Last thing you Googled.
How to get to the Blue Lake Center.
Exactly. Google Maps got me here. And I actually missed the turn. You guys need to improve your map imaging. I actually missed the turn when I was coming off, what is it, Colony Parkway?
Yeah.
Missed the turn. I had to do OUE.
Sorry.
That's right.
What about before that?
You know what? It was something I did this morning. Probably ESPN. Like, I get on my kids, my personal children, Megan 25, Caitlin 22, and I get on my players all the time about being addicted to the phone. But the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I go right to, hey, what have I missed in the 6 hours I've been asleep? And I go right to Twitter and just kind of see the nonsense. And I go right to Luka Statline, big Luka Doncic fan.
Last thing you dressed up as at Halloween, and when was it?
Oh, goodness. I'm not a big get out of my lane. Probably, and this would be considered, you know, I did the whole Randy Kennedy thing, the alter ego. Are you guys familiar?
No, but
you should be. You should Google that. I did a whole. Remember the Brad Lowe.
You did this on the SEC Network one time, didn't
you? Correct. Yeah. I did it. We did it as like a promotional thing for season tickets, and I kind of carried
it out. I remember
that.
Yes.
We did the Brad Lowe alter ego. What was that? It was like the TV thing. You guys remember? You don't really remember.
Yeah, I remember like now. The ticket giveaway.
No, it was a real thing. So I did like this Randy Kennedy, and I had a wig and a mustache. And
I remember that.
The real tight bike coaching shorts, which all coaches had back in our era.
And the whistle and the knee-high
socks. I did that whole thing, and we did a
Russell cornered the market on those biking shorts.
They did, yeah.
Not very comfortable.
Okay, better Patrick Swayze movie, Roadhouse or Point Break?
Again, a tough one. I'm going Roadhouse because of The Blonde. I don't remember. I think Swayze was okay, but
Kelly
The
Lynch.
Blonde.
Kelly Lynch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If you don't know it's spring on the calendar, AK's reminding us that it's springtime in the South right now.
He pinned her against the barn wall, too.
I do remember.
Okay, and last meal on death row, what would you go with?
We hope we never find you there.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm a big Italian guy, so probably anything Italian, chicken parm, if it was really good. Chicken parm's hard to find at a good place. Chicken parm, I'm a spaghetti guy, believe it or not. I know that sounds bland, but over steak or anything else, I'd probably do that. Or just maybe 14 donuts. I have a donut obsession, and I stay away from them. But if I was going right to death row, I'd say I may throw caution to the wind.
Birmingham has a surprisingly good Italian restaurant scene.
I agree.
For Deep South City?
I thought you were going to say donuts.
Yeah,
I went last night. Have you guys been to Tre Luna in Hoover?
Yeah.
Really good.
Really good. Authentic Italian.
Very good.
That's all I got.
That's the list today with Andy Kennedy. Man, now that you know how to get here, come back anytime.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it, man. Enjoyed it.
Do you have you got camp info yet? You want to promote your camps?
We've got the World Games on our campus. I don't know if you remember. But
I do remember.
And so they're
what
using
a bad question
arena,
about me. I'm sorry.
Right now, we don't really have a lot of dates. Okay. The whole camp scene thing, because of the World Games and security, it's going to be a lot.
That's on me. I'm sorry.
You have...
It's all good.
You're now the sixth person in the last 10 days that have sort of told me the same thing. I've asked them about something this summer, and they're like, you know, we've got the World Games, so we can't do this, or we can't do that.
Well, they're using our facility, and God bless, but, you know, it does, you know, change our dynamic a little bit.
Yep.
Absolutely. Andy Kennedy, UAB. We're going to tell you when we get closer to basketball season some things we have going on with that program this year. But go ahead and get your season tickets because it's going to be a special year. Conference USA champs last year into the NCAA tournament. We'll put pressure on Andy by saying this team is better.
It is better.
Than
it
that
better.
Team right there.
I think more talented. We'll see how the pieces come together, but excited about the future of Blazer basketball.
Yeah, so don't just jump on the bandwagon in March. Ride them through October, November, December, January, February, March, and get those tickets. Buy those season tickets because that helps them out as well. And we'll tell you about some exciting stuff we have coming up with AK and his program a little bit later. When we come back, Rockstar jumps in to the Roundtable Lounge, the show being brought to you in part, as always, by our friends at Bud Light. Always good to enjoy a good Bud Light. And remember to look for this logo right here by the pool on the golf course or at the golf this year. It's Bud Light Next, zero carbs, 80 calories, brewed for what's next wherever you buy beer.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at Hydra Live Therapy. IV therapy treatments are packed with nutrients to increase energy, reduce stress and anxiety, and boost your immune system and more. If you mention the Next Round at checkout, save 20% off any service. You can join the IV League today. Members are rewarded with deep discounts. Make sure you ask about that. Hydra Life Therapy opens 7 days a week. Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive two-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive two-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Stay up to date with the Next Round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Hey, it's Rockstar for Way to Wellness, and I'm here with my coworker and friend Reed Taylor. And I just wanted to ask Reed, how much weight have you lost during this weight loss program?
15 pounds.
Whoa. So that's why you've been wearing skinny jeans lately, huh?
I read ya.
At Way to Wellness, Leslie and her team have taught us how to go about reaching our goals the right way and are there to answer questions and hold us accountable along the way. Join our challenge at nextroundlive.com or learn more about Way to Wellness at aplanforme.com. You did so good.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club.
Witness history at the closing ceremonies of the World Games with an all-star celebration featuring Alabama's favorite son, Lionel Richie, performing at home for the first time in decades. Joined by Alabama, Jimmy Johnson, Bo Bice, Taylor Hicks, Blind Boys of Alabama, Pastor Mike Jr., Reuben Studdard, Young Blue, Martha Reeves, and Worth the Wait. An epic celebration. The closing ceremonies of the World Games at Protective Stadium July 17th. Tickets are limited and going fast. Get yours now at twt2022.com.
Your 24-hour home for the show is our website, nextroundlive.com. Easy links to the day's top stories in the morning rounds, plus the latest videos from the show, podcasts like Bama and Bourbon, The Mystery Fifth Hour, Last Call, and other shows from our Double Down Media podcast family. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or find easy-to-listen-to hour-by-hour downloads from the Next Round Live show and get the latest gear in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Hey everyone, John Lunsford here, and our Way to Wellness Challenge is over. And guess what? I won. After it was all said and done, I'd lost almost 45 pounds and over 5 points off my BMI in just under 3 months. And even since the challenge ended, I haven't stopped eating healthier and I've now lost over 50 pounds. If you want to make an incredible change in your life today, head over to aplanforme.com and get in touch with Leslie and the crew to learn more. They'll help you get on a better track for your health, just like they did for all of us here at the Next Round. That's aplanforme.com for our friends at Way to Wellness.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
We move into the Enclave Lounge now, Rockstar every Friday, in between the Final Four National Championship game and the start of college football, which is 106 days away. Rockstar sings us into the weekend, and it's better now than it ever was because we're able to enjoy a cold Bud Light and enjoy some great music, and it's the Enclave Lounge today.
This is really cool. Our friend Richard Farron at the Enclave, he wanted to remind everybody that each and every week, Rockstar is presented by the Enclave at Cedar Grove, but they want you to come out Tuesday, May 17th, this coming Tuesday, 10:45 a.m., support the Calera High School varsity softball team. I can't even say this park in Oxford. Brown, you're going to have to help me.
Chocolaca?
Chocolaca Park.
That's where Scott's team's going.
Chocolaca.
That's right. State playoffs, man.
Yeah, Calera versus Baldwin County, but they want you to come out and support Calera High School varsity softball team. So there you go, and that's all brought to you by the Enclave at Cedar Grove. We'll give you more information on those guys next week.
Yeah, let us know how they end up doing up there. And the Enclave, hey, if you're looking for great places to live, you got that right there. Check them out online. All right, here we go, Rockstar.
Hey, guys.
Getting ready into the lounge. You're over there in the wonderful smelling microphone.
Yeah, seriously. Speaking about musks.
Yeah. Did Andy just come from a spa?
I don't know.
I know I said it jokingly. Andy is a good smelling guy.
Or he came from speed dating.
Married man.
He left the studio smelling better than it was when he came in. Rockstar, what are you singing for us today?
Oh, we mentioned them the other day, I think. I've done it before. I think I did in the lounge probably about 6 or 7 years ago. So why don't we do this one for Brown? This is She Talks to Angels by Black Crowes.
Oh,
something out there. So it's not super
right depressing. In my heart, by the way, before man. You do this, do you know the origin of this song? I don't.
I really don't either. Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of, inspiration.
Can we do Jim or not? Can I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're right.
I'll Google and see.
She Talks to Angels is that she has a drug addiction, and he cares for her very much, and they've had this battled relationship that's been off and on, and because of her drug addiction, she has always chased the dark side, and She Talks to Angels has been... It's a heartbreaking song. That's what I'm going with.
I got the answer right here. Do you want it now or after the song?
Well, do it now.
Yeah, I'm guessing it is because he does mention addiction.
In 2010, she doesn't talk about addiction. In Certain Company.
Nope.
In 2010, Chris Robinson and a webisode of Crowology, the album, said the song is loosely based on a quote-unquote goth girl in Atlanta who was quote-unquote into heroin.
I'm quote-unquote into it.
I'm kind of into heroin.
I don't know anybody that dabbles into heroin.
A goth girl that's into heroin is this happy song Rockstar's about to
sing. You can dabble into collecting stamps, but not heroin.
All right. You ready?
This is Rockstar.
She Talks to Angels.
In the Enclave Lounge.
She never mentions the word addiction in certain company. As she tells you she's an orphan after you meet her family. She paints her eyes as black as night now. She pulls them shades down tight. Oh, she gonna give a smile when the pain comes. keep things all right. Says she talks to angels, they call her out by her name. Says she talks to angels, they call her out by her name. She keeps a lock of her hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. As the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is for someone she has not met, not yet. Says she talks to angels. She says they all know her name. Says she talks to angels. They call her out by her name. Oh, she don't know no loving. Not that I've ever seen, no. To her, it ain't nothing, but to me, it means everything. She paints her eyes as black as night now. She pulls them sheets down tight. Ooh, she gonna give a smile when the pain comes. The pain's gonna make everything alright. Alright, oh man, she talks to angels. They call her out by her name. Yeah, you know she talks to angels. Nah, nah, no. They call her out by her name. Oh, her name.
So good.
Thanks, you're so good at that, man.
Thank you.
And our setup with a little, what's it called? A little reverb.
Reverb. Oh, I think your guitar's off. That's the only problem there.
Off?
Yeah.
Is that y'all's favorite Black Crowes song?
It was off. It was good. It was still good. Yeah.
You want to do it again?
No, Seeing Things. Huh? Here, do it again.
I like Seeing Things better, too.
Find it, huh? I can't do this. Too hard to do.
Why is that too hard to do? Seeing Things?
That's the man singing right there. That song.
Yeah. Chris Robinson. Yeah. I mean, he tears it up.
It's a great song.
That's so bluesy. His voice is so good on that song.
Oh, it is.
I would not even want to attempt it.
You can feel that song. Seeing Things. Now, you can feel She Talks Angels, too. There's some pain in that one, but wait, Seeing Things, you can feel.
Good tip for you guys.
Yeah.
If the guitar, I won't be offended.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Just
tell
me to stop. Yeah. And start
so next time, just do that.
Yeah. So, funny thing was, saw Chris Martin. I got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
He was recording live in the X Lounge with guitarist. I think his name's Guy.
You're talking about Coldplay now.
Yeah, Coldplay was doing live in the X Lounge, and there's a ton of people there at Airwave Studios, and he was talking about, you know, he was just dating Gwyneth Paltrow, and he said how we made a decision to see how many times I would play the song Yellow, that I would be so tired of this song. Anyway, here's Yellow. He played the whole song. It was beautiful, and the engineer came going, hey, your guitar wasn't on. And everybody just started laughing. He was like, and he was such a nice guy. He's like, all right, let's just do it again. He's like, I mean, this is your biggest song. That's the one we're going to put on the album. So he's like, all right, let's just do it again.
Yeah.
They let him play the whole song, and his guitar wasn't on.
We just did that.
Just let me know. I'm the same as Chris Martin. I deserve the amount of respect as Chris demands.
But can I just tell you that I didn't know that because I could hear the guitar, I could hear your microphone.
So you're going to be hearing some faint guitar in the background.
Despite everyone in the chat room saying we can't hear the guitar, I was ignoring that, and I was into the song.
Yeah.
Right. And to the Bud Light.
When it was the key of E.
Much better now.
Yeah. Well, how about a bonus song from Rockstar in our final segment?
Have you heard Chuck's the Angels?
I've heard the vocals.
Acapella.
We'll pair together the instrumental when we come back. Now, Rockstar will play us out one more time in our final segment, but that was The Lounge, brought to you by our friends at the Enclave.
Yeah, hey, can I do a request, Rocky, or
sure.
No? Or are you already ready to roll?
I'm whatever you want to do.
We got one more commercial break, though.
Okay, so the Enclave at Cedar Grove, they want you to come out May 17th. That's this Tuesday, 10:45, to support the Calera High School varsity softball team. It's at Brown? Chakalaka?
Chakalaka, that Chakalaka. Way, Lance.
Do they have sport turf there?
Scott, do they have sport turf there? Scott says yes.
Wow.
I think money was no object.
Do they have any compressed coconut and peanut butter brittle and make it into a Chakalaka stick?
Oh. Chakalaka nope. Park in Oxford. Anyway, come out Tuesday, May 17th. Support 10:45 a.m. Calera versus Baldwin County. We will give you more information on the great stuff that Enclave at Cedar Grove the things those guys do next week.
All right, back in a moment.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
We all see what's going on with supply chain problems. Grocery store, gas station, hardware store, the one-time supply chains are not a problem when products are made in the United States. That's where Red Wing Shoes has an advantage. Red Wing Shoes has been making footwear in the USA for more than 100 years. That American quality doesn't come alone. It comes with excellent customer service. Using a 3D scan, the Red Wing team will measure your feet to ensure a great fit. You've always wanted to try the best, and you deserve the best. Visit your local Red Wing Shoe store in Trussville and Pelham.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Hi, I'm Lionel Richie, and I have traveled all over the world, but I consider Tuskegee, Alabama as my home sweet home. I have such a pride in this state, and I know that there's something I need to tell you that's of great importance. Vote. Register to vote and get your voter ID today. It really is easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
What makes Culver's Butter Burger one of America's best loved burgers? I could go on for hours, but all you really need to know is this. Our fresh, never frozen beef is made from the highest quality cuts for richness and flavor. We press that beef into a very hot grill after you order, and that's how we get that nice caramelized edge. Then we lightly butter and toast the bun for that extra bit of goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it a Culver's Butter Burger. Let us craft one for you today. Welcome to Delicious.
Spring is here, and as temperatures rise, it usually brings wind and rain, and that can lead to problems. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. If a problem does occur, Dry Tech specialists are ready to help. It is so important to act immediately when water damage occurs. Failing to do so can cause mold, rot, and mildew issues. So act fast. Call Dry Tech at 205-637-0143. You get 24/7 emergency services with Dry Tech. 205-637-0143 or mydrytech.com. Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride. Whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
All right, final segment here. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Cowan, Equipment Poll Question. It's out there. You can go vote at Next Round Live, Next Round Live. You had a request for Rockstar to play us out today. What is it?
Yeah, I did. Well, first of all, you know, about he's a really a human jukebox. And right. I asked him about a month ago at Odie's. He did a Britney Spears song that I thought was hilarious because everybody loved it.
I did like a verse and chorus of Toxic, which it destroys me, but as a joke. When I could do it for a verse and chorus, I have to have my iPad for it, but I'll have to cheat a little bit. But no, I could not do that today. But that's the second request I can do.
Yeah, so we are going to do Collective Soul December.
Oh, Dunaway Love.
We had a rule about the Collective Soul.
Clearly not.
play us out.
Bad breakup, Lance. Yeah. Bad breakup.
Play us out. Let Lisa Black walk
guitar
in my heart.
Guitar coming through, guys?
Yeah. Well, you got to play more than one chord.
Guitar is on.
We're good.
Guitar is on.
It could be a little louder. I can start bumping up some, man. Wait, well, what are you?
You guys,
I'm sorry.
Divas.
Yeah. There's more November. Give me December. Here we go.
Why drink the water from my hair? Contagious as you think I am. Just took my soul to Chiptomir. Your cup runneth over again. Down, think aloud. Down, scream about. Turn your head now, baby. Just spin me out. Down, worry about. Down, speak it down. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out.
By the way, it came out in 2005, Dunaway. You were married.
95.
Why follow me to higher ground? Lost as you swear I am. Don't throw away your basic needs and your sense of vanity. Don't think aloud, don't scream about. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out. Don't speak it down, don't worry about. Turn your head now, baby, just spin me out. Treachery, December lies, if I'm banging to me. December songs no longer I see. Don't worry about, don't speak aloud. Turn your head now, baby, just spin me out.
That is one of your better ones.
Yeah, your guitar on that is so good.
That is one of your better ones. That's our show. That's our week. Enjoy your weekend. We will see you Monday, 9 a.m. Central. Until next time, God bless you. God bless America. Awesome job, Rockstar. Very good.